one last operation I need to do, and then we will be on our way.
Okay, go poop then.
Don't need to poop. Do you need to poop? You need to go work one out?
Nope, good.
Welcome to the Nerd List, episode 81. I'm John.
And Sean.
Our list today, Sean, is favorite. Now, let me stress that word. Favorite male actors. Not the best, but favorite.
All right.
And you're starting us off, right?
Yes.
Well, do it to it, sir.
All right, my number 10 is a man, obviously. But this man is a good actor. And he's been in many a show, movies that I have enjoyed. And that would be one, Bradley Pitt.
Bradley?
You ever heard of this guy, John?
Bradley Pitt.
Yes.
I've heard of him once or twice.
Yeah, but he makes a lot of movies that I really enjoy. He also makes a lot of movies that, but his good movies are awesome. And I keep thinking of Troy, Legend of the Fall, River Runs Through It, all these movies that I really enjoyed. And he was in them. And I think that when he was younger, he played in a lot of action movies that I really enjoyed. As he's gotten older, he's kind of, done some weird movies that I know you appreciate, probably because you're weird. But
like?
Was it Snatch?
I never saw that one. But that Ryan of Science Hortus mentioned that one to us.
What about Fight Club?
Yeah, I enjoy Fight Club.
That was kind of weird. But yeah, I enjoyed it. But yeah. So there you go, Brad Pitt.
I like the choice, Sean. Very good actor, and he's versatile. He can do the drama, he can do the comedy, he can do the action, definitely. I know one of your favorite movies is Troy.
Mm-hmm.
And does a great job as Achilles in there.
You sure?
Yeah, I like the choice. Good one. Funny enough, though, I didn't even put him down on my list. I don't know why.
Wowzers.
I know, my giant list right now. All right, then. Well, my number 10, Sean. And I know you know this guy, but I wonder if he crossed your brain at all. And that is Hank Azaria.
He did not cross my brain. Yeah, I know who Hank Azaria is.
Yeah.
He does all the voices on The Simpsons.
Yeah, he does a lot of voices on The Simpsons.
He was in two movies that I can think of he was in. One was Mystery Alaska, and the other one was Godzilla.
Mystery Alaska and Godzilla. Oh, yeah, he was in Godzilla.
He was the cameraman.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that. He was also in one of my favorite movies, or comedy movies, Mystery Men.
Oh, sure was. Yeah.
The Blue Rajah.
That's right.
And I'm looking this up because people that I know he plays on The Simpsons, I know he plays Mo,
mm-hmm.
and he plays a Apu.
Bumblebee Man.
He plays the Bumblebee guy.
I believe he's comic book guy.
Chief Wiggum.
Chief Wiggum, yep. Hey, did you watch the new Simpsons Halloween episode?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, wasn't that good?
I'm sorry about that. But yeah, I put Hank on there because if I could be an actor, this is the kind of guy, type of actor I would probably end up being. I would love to be able to cross over and do the live action stuff, but then he's such a good voice actor too. And
oh, sure, yeah.
Voice acting is something I would love to break into one of these days.
Well, with your face, you kind of have to.
Ah, thanks.
You're welcome. Just trying to support you, man.
I appreciate the backing.
All right. Well, moving on to my number 9 then. Another guy that's been in many, many, many roles, and I don't think he's ever made a movie that I didn't enjoy, at least that I've seen.
What about that one?
Except for that one, yeah. And there is one, though, that I think about it. It's Johnny Depp. Really like Johnny Depp. The pirate movies were really, really awesome. His early stuff, I really like 21 Jump Street, which I've mentioned before. He was in Platoon, which was greatness. Nightmare on Elm Street, of course. Just many, many roles. I loved the Chocolate Factory remake. I thought he just made the movie. And just crazy guy. Probably, I think he'd be fun to meet. Of course, he's probably really weird. But I didn't really like Chocolate or whatever, however you say that. That was the only movie I could think of that I didn't like with him in it.
I never watched that one.
He was, you know, he's been in comedies. He's been in action movies, of course. And he was in What's Eating Gilbert Grape, which had Leonardo DiCaprio in it. Johnny Depp was his brother, kind of taking care of him. That was a really good movie. The mom was really fat. She couldn't get off the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great movie. So he's very versatile and been in a crap ton of movies.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Talk about his versatility again. A lot of good roles. I love his Jack Sparrow character.
Oh, man, it's great.
It seems cliche now. I mean, those movies have – there's four of them now, and it's been such a long time, and that role was – such a spotlight was put on that role. He did such an excellent job is done with it, and it's a character that stands out from your typical pirate, you know? It's not the typical yarr, whatever thing. He has his own thing to it. Well then, Sean, my number 9 is Eddie Murphy.
Hmm.
Out of all actors that I can think of that are straight comedy, like mainly just comedy, I think he's my favorite. Of any of the comedy actors that there are. Well, I better not start listing off some other ones because I don't know what's on your list. But yeah, he's another one that can do the voice acting too, but he doesn't do a bunch of different characters. It's just, if he does the voice acting, they just use Eddie Murphy's voice. And he's one that I would say doesn't show off a lot of versatility. He may have it, but I don't see it in a lot of his roles. Anyway. Just that funny guy character that he has, it always works for me, and he can always, always make me laugh. And I'm really looking forward to seeing that movie, Tower Heist.
Yeah.
Every scene in those previews that I've laughed at are ones with him in it, not any of the other people.
Yeah, he's definitely great. And every time I think of him, I just think of Shrek.
Mm-hmm.
And he made Shrek.
And in the morning, I'm baking waffles.
He's such a nut. This is another guy I think would be fun to meet. He looks like he's pretty funny. Did you ever see, what was the movie with him in it, where he played all the different parts, where he could hear the animals talk?
Dr. Doolittle.
Dr. Doolittle, yeah. That's hilarious. Hilarious.
The only one I can think of that I wasn't too happy with, and I think that's probably because I just had such high expectations for it, was The Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
That's my favorite ride at Disney, and so I was really looking forward to that movie. And it just didn't do it for me.
Yeah. All right, then. Eddie Murphy. Good choice. Okay, my number 8 is Robert Redford. Older guy. Been in a lot of movies that I've probably never seen. But he's been in a lot of movies that I have seen, and I really enjoy him. He's a very good actor. It's funny that I put him and Brad Pitt on the same list, because I swear Brad Pitt and him look a lot alike, especially when they were younger. But movies that I can think of that I really enjoyed with him in it was Jeremiah Johnson. I know you don't like Westerns, but this was a really good movie. And then The Last Castle. You ever see that?
No.
Freaking awesome. You need to watch that. Great action movie. Came out like 2005.
2001.
2001 is what I said.
I have IMDb up right now because I'm not too familiar with this guy. I know the name, and now that I'm seeing pictures, I recognize him, but I don't think I've seen or know any of his movies.
Very, probably the most popular actor of the 70s. Now it's like an older guy, too.
Yeah, I don't.
What about the one with Brad Pitt? Was it Spy Game? Did you ever see Spy Game?
No,
Brad
I Pitt haven't.
Is captured?
I haven't seen that one.
Good flick. Man, you missed a lot of good movies, Robert Redford. Dude won some Academy Awards.
Good for you, Robert.
That's right. Robbie?
Bobby Redford. Well then, my number 8. The great, and if anybody did a top 10 list of all time, like greatest actors, this one would probably be up there, one in the top 3. And that's Orson Welles. The mark that he left on cinema is unmatched and unparalleled from all aspects. Directing, acting, setting up camera shots. And of course, the best thing that I really know him from, and where I learned to really appreciate him, was in college when we kind of really broke down Citizen Kane in a class. And like, you've probably seen the joke on Friends where, like Rachel's talking to Joey and she's like, well, it's no Citizen Kane. And then, she's like, have you seen Citizen Kane? And Joey said, yeah. He's like, really wasn't that good, was it? No. And they both agree that it's not that good. And the movie, it's the story wise, it's not that great, but that movie set up so many different things that are still used in movies today, like long camera shots, extreme camera angles, just stuff that was not done at that time. And are you familiar with Orson Welles, Sean?
I can see his face, but I can't picture anything he was in. I'm looking right now.
Yeah, I don't know him from a whole lot of stuff. And in fact, honestly, there's probably three things I know him from: Citizen Kane, the radio drama of War of the Worlds. I listen to that all the time. And he played, his last role he ever did was as Unicron in the Transformers cartoon.
I see.
Yeah, so like I'm saying about the guy, he did it all. He was so young, and he accomplished so much with the radio acting that he did, the TV acting that he did, and he was just a genius. When it came to cinema, he's a genius and a pioneer. There you go, Sean.
All right. Orson Welles.
Orson Welles.
Gotcha.
War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds.
Caused a panic.
Orson Welles. Macbeth. I just saw that. Othello. Anyways, okay. My number 7 is another guy that you probably haven't seen any of his movies, but I'm going to mention him anyways, and that's Tom Hanks.
Who is this guy?
Yeah. Tom Hanks, all I have to say is, if you can be in a movie on an island by yourself for 2 hours and it still be entertaining, you're a good actor. And I can just name a few movies that he was in that I could watch over and over again, and that would be Saving Private Ryan, of course, Forrest Gump, like I said, Castaway, and what was the other one I was thinking of with him in it that I really liked? Well, I don't know, but Turner and Hooch was really good as well. Just a guy that has been in so many good movies. It sucks that he's getting older, because he's been in comedies, he's been in romance, and he's been in action movies, and he does good in all of them. Probably one of the most versatile actors out there. Just friggin' awesome.
Tom Hanks. He was probably, one of his movies was probably the first adult movie that I really fell in love with. That sounds bad, adult movie. I mean, when I was a little kid, and pretty much all I watched was cartoon type stuff. That's almost now also all I watch is cartoon type stuff. But at that time, the movie Big.
Yeah.
Right. I watched that one over and over again. I'd catch it on TV and I recorded it on my VCR, and I had a recorded VHS tape that I would play all the time with the movie Big on it. And other than Big, Saving Private Ryan, and Forrest Gump, well, I did see Castaway, but I can't think of a whole lot else. Oh, he does a great job on the Toy Story movies, too, playing Woody. Yeah. So, yeah, I like Tom Hanks a lot.
I bet you saw Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, Da Vinci Code. Yeah, I've seen that one. I don't think I've seen that in a full sitting, though, from start to finish. Or if I did, I may have fallen asleep. I saw it over, I think that was when Jennifer and I were dating, when that came out, and watched it at her house, and I like conked out on the couch or something. But my number 7, and I'm not 100% sure on how to say this guy's name, but Gary Elwes, you know what I'm talking about? I don't know how
The dude from Princess Bride?
Yes, the Princess Bride guy. He's also in Saw. He was also in Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he just had a great look, the accent that he had. Of course, he actually was, he's born and raised in London. And I think he's just an excellent actor that is often overlooked. And I think he should have gotten more leading roles and more prominent roles than what he did.
Okay. I hear you. He's funny. I thought he was. I guess the Saw movies, the only movie he's ever been, wasn't really funny.
Nah, he's been in others. Trying to think, he's been in quite a bit. I know he does a lot of TV show appearances too. I've seen him on a lot of like CSI. I don't know if it was CSI, but stuff like that.
Right.
I'm trying to think. I saw a movie not too long ago with him in it too. It's one of those crime suspense movies that Jennifer likes so much. I can't remember what it was, but he was in that one. That didn't help at all.
Was it The Green Mile?
That's not the one I'm talking about.
That was Tom Hanks.
I know Tom Hanks.
Or Apollo 13.
Okay.
Sorry. I gotta give you, I'm just giving you a hard time.
I see that. Both movies I enjoy.
Oh, man. Yeah, I really like Princess Bride. I'm just gonna throw that out there. That was a great movie.
As you wish.
Everything else, I didn't like Robin Hood Men in Tights. Ugh.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I thought it was really dumb. I can't swim! It's like, God, that's so stupid.
It's a Mel Brooks movie. That's how they all
are. I know. I'm not a huge Mel Brooks fan either. He only has two that I like.
Forget you, Sean.
Spaceballs and all the Western was really funny.
Blazing Saddles.
Yes, there you go. That slapstick humor, I don't know, it just doesn't do much for me. We're combing the desert. Stupid. Stupid! Okay. Moving on.
One more thing with the whole Princess Bride thing.
Yes.
Inconceivable!
You want to try that again?
You don't remember that?
No. No, sir. I don't think I do.
Well, then we'll just move on and we'll let people write in to tell you about what you're missing. Hey, I don't know how you can claim you like Princess Bride and not know.
Well, I've seen it like five times. I haven't seen it since I was like 12.
Well, I have it on Blu-ray. You should watch it.
Is that the guy that was doing the drinks? The mixed drinks or whatever? Yeah, see, I kind of remember.
Anytime.
Doing better.
Yeah.
All right.
Diego Montoya, you killed my father.
Can we move on now?
Prepare to die.
We can move on now. Okay, my number six is the man that you accused me of having a man crush on, John. You know who that is?
Yeah.
Who is it, John?
Oh, I can't think of his name. It's the Pathfinder guy.
No!
It's not? It's one of your other man crushes, then.
It's not Carl Urban. It is Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson, yeah, your other man crush. There we go.
Qui-Gon!
Qui-Gon Jinn.
This guy, now, here's somebody, he's never been in a comedy. He's always been in either drama or action movies, but he does very well in both. Obviously, you know, Star Wars, the best movie ever, Phantom Menace.
Wow.
No, but Taken, you like Taken.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I thought he did really good in The A-Team. And then a lot of his older movies, I really like Schindler's List. That movie was amazing. He's been around for a long time and probably, I mean, I don't know if he has the biggest repertoire of movies, but I mean, he does good. You know, he's in Narnia. He's a pretty good voiceover actor too. And it seems like he does anything that comes his way. Now he does, I question some of them. Probably shouldn't have been Zeus. Thought that was kind of pushing it there, but he did a really good job in Batman. So he's, you know, he can play a bad guy, play a good guy. And he does pretty good in drama as well, so there you go.
He's going to be in Clash of the Titans 2 also. Did you know that?
Oh, I know.
I didn't even know they were going to make a sequel to that. I had no clue.
At first, I thought this movie coming out, The Immortals, I thought that was it.
Oh, you thought that was the sequel?
Yeah.
I want to see that, though. And he does, you're talking about the voice acting, he does, like, he also does, like, He even does cartoons. He does video games. Like, he voiced a main character in the movie Ponyo. I don't know if you've seen Ponyo or heard of Ponyo. It's a Japanese Hayao Miyazaki movie that Disney released in the U.S. So he did the English voiceover. And he also did a voiceover in Fallout 3, the video game Fallout 3.
I see. You know that? You must be looking at this right now.
Well, no, I know this.
Ugh.
I've played, I've beaten Fallout 3, and I saw Ponyo in the theater, and I have it.
You know, he was Gowan in Excalibur.
I don't.
You should watch Excalibur. Greatness.
Greatness.
Wow, one of his first roles. And he was a boxer.
Like in real life?
In real life, yes.
Oh.
He was a boxer in Ireland or something. Yeah, Ireland, I think, is where he's from.
Alrighty then. My next one. What number are we on?
We're on number six.
My number six. Now, this one may sound weird. And I know a lot of people don't care for this guy, but he's a good actor. I gotta give him that. And that's Tom Cruise.
I dig it.
You dig it? All right.
I like Tom Cruise.
I like a lot of his movies. Collateral, the Mission Impossible movies.
Very good. Can't wait for the new Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
It's got Sawyer in it. I'm lost.
That's what sold it for me, Sean.
I bet.
Yeah. Top Gun. The list goes on. He's been in so many great films, and he does a good job. He can, I don't know how he pulls it off, because he's not a very big guy, and but he always ends up playing the tough guy. And it's funny, because my mom hates him. She hates him. Anytime she watches a movie, how is that little guy acting so tough? She just gets so mad.
You know, I love Legend. I know you still haven't seen Legend. But I love Legend. That was like one of my favorite movies growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, he's greatness. All his movies are good. I love Minority Report.
Oh, yes, that's another one. Love Minority Report. Good movie. That was in my top 10 list of sci-fi fantasy movies.
And I like Days of Thunder. It's good stuff. Cocktail. I love the one where he was a pool player. Fast Eddie or whatever.
I don't remember that one.
Good stuff. You know, he used to have his teeth just be all jacked up. If you ever watch Top Gun, you can see his teeth are like all messed up. He's got them fixed, obviously. He had like big buck teeth that were like almost turned sideways. I watched that on Monday. Me and Christina did in Vancouver.
Top Gun?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. I didn't even think about him. I should have had him on my list. My number five, Johnny Boy, is Viggo Mortensen. And this is a guy that really, I think he got a late start in acting. It seems like he really hit his big roles when he hit his 40s. Like, you know, of course, Lord of the Rings really is what jump-started his career. But he was in G.I. Jane. Did you ever see that with Demi Moore?
No, I never saw that one.
Yeah, he was a tough drill sergeant. Anyways, but I thought after Lord of the Rings, History of Violence was really good.
See, I didn't like that movie.
I enjoyed it. And then there was the one that he was in where he was on the horse. Was it Hidalgo? I thought that was really good.
I enjoyed Hidalgo.
And then, I've wanted to see The Road, but I haven't seen it yet. It looks really good.
I saw The Road. It was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
So, and then he was in Appaloosa, which I love westerns. He was awesome. He carried like an 8-gauge shotgun. Just blew people in half. Very cool.
I've been meaning to watch Appaloosa for a long time. That one was
very good. Very good Western. And he was in Daylight with Stallone. And he was in Leatherface, Chainsaw Massacre 3.
Oh, wow. That's not something to brag about.
Oh, that was like a 1987 or 90 or whatever. Old. He was young.
All right, then. I don't have a whole lot to say on him. He's definitely a good actor, and I wish I saw him in more stuff. But Lord of the Rings was probably the first time I saw him in anything.
Yeah, he was in that Sandra Bullock movie where she went to rehab. 28 Days or whatever.
Yeah, I never saw that one either.
It's because you don't watch good movies. Yeah, I forgot.
I watch plenty of movies, Sean. The second thing I saw him in was Hidalgo. I remember I saw that in theater, and I was in the front row, and I had a pain in my neck from looking straight up the whole movie.
It was a good movie, though.
Yeah, he's good. And then I saw History of Violence in the theater, and that one I didn't care for too much.
I enjoyed that one a lot. All
right, then. Well, my number five, and he's not a good actor, but he's my favorite he's one of my favorite actors. And also there's stuff that he did that helped the industry, and that's what matters. Bruce friggin' Lee.
I watched one of his movies the other day.
Did you really?
Some of his movie. We had to leave. I was into it. It was Enter the Dragon.
Yeah, that was his only American-made movie.
Wasn't bad.
Oh, yeah, it's a good movie.
What's the one where he fights Chuck Norris?
That's Return of the Dragon, or Way of the Dragon. All of his, it's so weird. Like, a lot of his movies have a bunch of names. Like, The Big Boss is also The Chinese Connection, or maybe that's Fist of Fury. He made, was it six films? Actually, five and a half films, because Game of Death, he shot some of it, and then he quit shooting that to go shoot Enter the Dragon, and then he died before he could finish up Game of Death, and so they have like a stand-in guy that finished that movie for him. And yep. If you watch it, there's some scenes where it looks like they have a cardboard cutout of his face, like floating in front of the stand-in.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty bad. But I picked Bruce Lee because it looks cheesy now, but what he did was like the epitome of toughness in the 60s. And it came across looking cool then. Now it looks kind of cheesy. And then he just took the whole martial arts movie genre and kind of turned it on its head. Because at the time, before him, a lot of the style was more of that Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon stuff. The real fanciful flying and with not as good of special effects, obviously. So it looked really fake, really weird like that. And then Bruce Lee brought it back to being more realistic fighting style, which led on to Jackie Chan and a lot of the other stuff. You know, Jackie Chan worked as a stuntman on a lot of several of Bruce Lee's movies.
Right. Yeah, I give you credit for that. I mean, he's one of the guys that brought martial arts to where it is. I mean, especially in movies. And golly, dude's insane. You know, you should put his son with him too, since they both died so young. Just put them together so they can actually have more movies. Because I thought his son was underappreciated too.
Yeah. Did you know that the show Kung Fu? Have you seen that show Kung Fu with?
I've seen bits and pieces of it, like, a long time ago.
What's
yeah.
his name? David Carradine? Is that his name?
Yeah, I think so.
Bill from Kill Bill?
Yeah.
Who played him? He wrote that, and he was supposed to star as the main character, but they didn't want to put an Asian guy in the lead. They just didn't think people would identify in the U.S., and they were afraid to put an Asian guy as the lead actor. So not until Enter the Dragon did that ever happen. So even though he wrote it, and, you know, set up the whole show, they wouldn't even let him take that lead.
Yeah, that sucks. Good choice. I figured as much, though.
Yeah.
You are too transparent. All right. Number four, Danny Glover. Love Danny Glover. You haven't seen Lonesome Dove, have you?
Yeah, I've seen Lonesome Dove.
Oh, I thought he was the best character in Lonesome Dove.
Yeah, he was good.
Gone Fishing. Of course, the Lethal Weapons. And my favorite line of any movie he's played in was in Ants. Have you seen Ants?
Uh-huh.
The voiceover, where he was like, I can't feel my legs. How bad is it? It's just his head.
Yeah, I enjoy a lot of movies of his. Operation
Saul?
Dumbo Drop.
Saul? Oh, yeah. Yeah, good one.
Yeah, Saw. He was in the original Saw. I forgot about that.
You know, he's been in, you know, serious movies. He does good in comedy.
Predator 2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well-versified. Love him. Great actor.
Yeah. Good comedy. Good drama.
Oh, let's not forget. You got an angel with you right now.
Angels in the Outfield? No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a manager.
Yeah. I know it's not the same movie, but... Hot Ice!
Yes, exactly. Okay, you know what? I didn't realize. Did you ever watch Wonder Years?
Yeah.
He was the narrator of Wonder Years, Daniel Stern.
Oh, was he really?
Yes, I looked him up the other day because we were talking about how Lance Berkman, who played for St. Louis, looks a lot like him. So every time Lance Berkman would come up to bat, I'd go, "Hard ice," or "I'm lizard." Or, "I'm going to kill that kid."
Is he on your list?
No, but he should be.
Go ahead and put him out for an honorable mention right now.
That's right. We don't have to. We just mentioned him. Yeah. Sorry, Danny Glover. You're clearly a better actor than Daniel Stern.
All right. Well, my number four is... I put it between two guys. I'm just going to go with the other one. Matt Damon. I think he's an excellent actor, and anything I've seen him in, I've really enjoyed. I love him as the tough guy in the Bourne movies. And then what was that last movie I saw him in? Something with the word green in it. Green.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but I never saw it.
It was a war movie that I was pretty good. It didn't have as much action as I thought it would, but I enjoyed it. Yeah, I don't remember what it's called. Let me look it up here on IMDb.
And I got a rash from making it in the bushes.
What?
Daniel Stern from City Slickers.
The Green Zone. It's called Green Zone.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, I liked it. And he also did a voice on Ponyo, too.
Oh, see.
Yeah. Bet you didn't know that. But now you know.
I didn't.
What is knowing, Sean?
It's power.
It's half the battle, Sean.
That's right. Oh, I was thinking knowledge is power.
Yo, Joe.
Yeah, like Matt Damon. You know, he was my favorite character from the Oceans.
The Ocean movie? Yeah.
Yep. And then the one that him and Ben Affleck did together. What was that movie?
The Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting, yeah.
Yeah, but he's also been in like Kevin Smith stuff, like not ever any like huge roles in it, but he's been in like Chasing Amy and Dogma and a lot of those movies, also with Ben Affleck.
Right. Oh, kind of funny because Ben Affleck's my next favorite actor.
Is he?
No. He's not.
You have to be
I like
fair.
Ben Affleck. I like Ben Affleck.
I wrote him down because I used to hate Ben Affleck, and then I saw that movie, The Town.
Yeah.
You seen The Town?
That's freaking good.
It is so good, and it surprised the heck out of me. I went and saw that in theaters. He wrote and directed and acted in that movie. That gave me all kinds of respect for him after seeing that.
Yeah, I agree. Before that, I think Daredevil was the only movie he really ever did that I liked. I mean, he had a couple of, like, chick flicks he did that Christina made me watch, that's what I'm sticking to, that I actually enjoyed. So, yeah, I'll give him props. He's coming up. I don't think he's on the worst actor ever list anymore. I think he's in the middle now.
Do we have him on the worst actor list?
Pretty sure that Dawn put him on there.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, now I remember.
along with Chuck Norris for some reason.
What is that about?
And Hulk Hogan. Come on.
And Jackie Chan.
Ugh.
Can you believe her?
She's crazy.
It's your sister.
Yeah.
You share genes.
Not those kind of genes though. Sure. Like, yeah. Anyways, I'm gonna go away from that.
Yeah, go away.
All right, moving on to my number three. Well, that would be the Duke Pilgrim. John Wayne. Love Westerns, and this guy made a slew of them. He also made good war movies. Won several Academy Awards. I think he won two, maybe three. But overall, just great actor. Had a big step of what, you know, turning to what action movies are today from what they used to be. I mean, just left a legacy that of, I mean, golly, made so many movies. And of course, I mean, it's not hard when you're doing pretty much the same role in every movie. But as he got older, he branched out a little bit, and that's when I really got a lot of respect for him. But if John Wayne's on the TV, I'm going to stop and watch it. I don't care what the movie is. If it's World War II or if it's a Western, I'm going to watch it. I really enjoy the guy.
Honestly, I can't say I've seen a John Wayne movie from start to finish ever. I've watched biographies on the guy, so I've seen a lot of clips taken from movies and things like that, and he does a great Western tough guy. I guess he's the archetype of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I can really say right there.
You should watch him.
I'll consider it. I've wanted to get into Westerns for a while, and every time I've watched one, I've enjoyed them. It's just I'm... For whatever reason, I'm resistant to them at the beginning. But whenever make myself watch them, I always enjoy them.
Did you watch True Grit?
Yeah.
It's good, huh?
Yeah. Now, I didn't see the original with John Wayne.
Yeah, very good. But yeah, True Grit was a good Western. I'd give you a list of Westerns to watch.
Do it. I dare you.
I should. Start with Tombstone.
Yes, I've been wanting to see that one.
That's freaking great.
I always hear very good things about that one.
And go to Dances with Wolves. And
I've seen Dances with Wolves.
It's a good one there, too, even though I can't stand the actor in it.
Isn't he your number two?
No. Oh. Number one worst actor.
Where are we at now?
We're on your number three.
My number three. And I know this is one you can't relate to, and I know you don't care about. That's Jerry Lewis. And no, Sean, not Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh.
And the Jerry Lewis that...
The comedian?
Yes, often teamed up with Dean Martin.
I don't have a problem with Jerry Lewis.
I grew up watching his movies, like Cinderfella, Ladies Man, Family Jewels, all these movies that I would just watch over and over again. And then probably towards the end of high school, up till... A few months ago, I hadn't watched anything Jerry Lewis in a very long time, maybe a decade's worth. That's at least a decade. And I started renting them from Netflix and put them back in, and it is amazing, like, how many of his things that he would do in these movies, these, like, traits, these typical characteristics that were his, they have, like, been ingrained in my personality and things that I use and nobody else understands or gets, and I... It never comes across, but it's like lost on people today. Like, I grew up with it, but I don't think a lot of people know about it. Like, there are times in his movies where he does these looks. Like, he'll give like a confused look, and then he'll do like double take back to it and give another stupid look. And you know how I always do the stupid faces, and I'll just stare at
it. Oh, yes.
That's from Jerry Lewis, and I didn't put it together. Jerry. I didn't put it together until I went back and started watching these movies again. I'm like, that's right. That's where I got it from.
I can't think of too many movies he was in off the top of my head, but there was one he was in with Judy Garland that I really liked. I don't remember what it was. Like, she had a crush on him or whatever, and he was trying to get this other girl. It's so weird the way back then, like, it seemed like all they were doing was trying to get a kiss as opposed to now, which they're trying to get a lot more than a kiss.
Yeah.
Weird. But yeah. I got no problems with Jerry Lewis.
I think he's a comedic genius.
I think Dean Martin was better. But
at what? Singing? Yes.
Yes. Yeah. No kidding there.
Oh, the original Nutty Professor.
Yeah. Oh,
pure gold.
Yeah. I'm looking at that right now.
That's where, you know, The Simpsons, what's that professor that's on The Simpsons?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hank Azaria also does the voice of. Yeah, that's what it's mocking. It's mocking his professor character from The Nutty Professor.
Hey, who died this week? I forgot his name.
I don't know.
Oh, man, some big time actor. That was
there's a lot of people that died this week.
He was in Night at the Museum. I'm going to have to figure this out. Yeah, big time actor. I mean, huge actor. You'll have to hold on a second. Why is this taking so long? Mickey something, I want to say. What was it? Wasn't Mickey Rourke. Help me out, John. You do you not look at the news at all?
No, I really don't. I really don't.
Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney. Okay.
Yeah. It sucks. He was a good actor.
The Disorderly Orderly. That's another good one.
Yeah.
Of Jerry Lewis's, by the way. The Errand Boy. That's another good. I'm going through all these ones that I used to watch. The Bellboy.
I think Mickey Rooney died. It's showing he didn't die, but I'm pretty sure he did.
The Delicate Delinquent. There's another one.
My number two, John, is one of the greatest actors of all time. It should be on everybody's list, and that is Sylvester Stallone.
What a quinker dinker there, Sean. He's also my number two.
Exactly. So, you know, and even if you could take out all the great action movies that he's made over the years that should have won Academy Awards, like Cobra and Tango and Cash, and
and Over the Top.
Yes, exactly. And if you could just have his career from the Rockies and the Rambos, he would still be one of the greatest actors of all time. Very, you know what, this is the kind of guy that knows what people want. And he directs a lot of his movies, which gives him more kudos because he does that. He writes a lot of his movies. And just the guy really is a genius. And I don't think people give him the credit they deserve. And go ahead and say your quote, John. I know you want to.
I didn't break the law. I am the law!
Yes. So, he's a freaking awesome actor. I don't see how people dog him. I mean, you know what? He gives exactly what people want. People want action, and he gave them action in the 80s, and they ripped him for it. And I'll understand why in the 90s.
Yeah, I love Stallone movies, period. Period. I've not seen one that I haven't enjoyed in some aspect. Now, I can say others are better than certain ones.
Sure.
But yeah, you're right. He doesn't get anywhere near the credit that he deserves. He writes all of it. Like, think about this. Where his career really kicked off was when he wrote Rocky, right? Mm-hmm. And he starred in it. He wrote it and starred in it. 1976 Best Picture Academy Award winner.
Yeah. Nominated for Best Picture Rambo 2.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I don't see... He does not get the credit that he deserves. And people think of him as just a meathead, whatever. I don't think they think intelligence, but he obviously is for writing the movies that he does. And he is more versatile than what I think a lot of people – he's not like a chameleon or anything. You know, he can't do a bunch of different things. But what he does well.
Yeah, he's been in some funny movies. He does some voiceovers.
Oscar.
Yeah.
Love Oscar. No one else does. Ants. Right? He was in Ants also.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff, man. I mean, you know, he's been in a few. You know, I would consider the first Rambo, honestly, I would consider that more of a drama than I would an action.
Yeah.
And, I mean, of course, you know, First Blood Part 2 took over, you know, became action, but the first Rambo, I mean, it was great. It was just following a guy that, you know, had got back from Vietnam and was, you know, nobody would give him a chance. I thought it was freaking awesome.
Friggin' awesome.
Friggin'. That's right.
That's right.
You never saw Cobra, did you?
You never saw Cobra. I saw Cobra. I really did see Cobra. I know I'm confusing, you know? But no, I did see Cobra. And, on our death list, we did movie death list, right?
Right.
Movie death scenes. The one that made me think of doing that list was the one at the end of Cobra, where he hangs that guy on the meat hook and he like goes through the fire.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a meat hook, but it's some kind of hook hanging from a chain and then he goes through fire.
It was awesome.
Yeah. That's not one of my favorite of his movies, but I like it.
Right.
Tried to endow Jennifer with a appreciation for the Rocky movies, but she can't get past her love of the Rambo movies in order to really appreciate the Rocky movies, because she loves Rambo.
Rambo's awesome.
But anytime we've ever tried to watch the Rocky, she falls asleep. Ticks me off.
Jeez.
All right. Well, we've already done my number two, because it's also Stallone. So what do you got for your number one?
Mel Gibson. Crazy Mel. Greatness. Never made a bad movie. Not in my opinion. Does great in action, obviously. does great in comedies. Thought he had a couple of good comedies, and does great in drama. I think he just, everything he does is gold. And I'll give you an example. I think that in a drama department, I really enjoyed Signs. I thought Signs was really good.
Oh, yeah, I love Signs. Saw it in theaters.
Yeah, thought Signs was really good. I thought this last one he did, Edge of Darkness, I thought that was really good.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. I saw that one in theater also and loved it.
Forever Young, I thought that was really great. And then I liked the one where The Man Without a Face, where his face was kind of jacked up from a wreck or whatever. He was a professor. That was really good. Action, of course, Lethal Weapons. Really enjoyed the Road Warrior series. And Braveheart. Crap. And then his comedy. I thought What Women Want was one of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
I really enjoyed What Women Want. So that was good.
Very, very, very good actor. Bad publicity is good publicity or whatever, however they say it. Mm-hmm. Any publicity is good publicity. This stuff going on with his wife and kind of craziness and everything. But, I mean, he's a genius. He's a good director. He's a good actor. Just awesome. I use that word a lot.
Awesome. He does a wonderful, wonderful job. That's what I think, Sean.
Yeah.
And he would be on my list if I knew that you were going to have him. I know you're very high on him. And I have no clue. I hear a lot of people saying bad stuff about him because apparently something's – I don't pay it like you were saying. I don't keep up with any kind of news, so I don't know what's going on with him as far as that. But he's acting crazy on the side, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. But as far as his movies go, I love him. I think he is an amazing actor that definitely would have been in my top five on my list had I not known you were going to have him on there. And I wish I saw him in more stuff here recently. There's like a big gap where he didn't do anything after like 2002 from Signs. And then after that, Edge of Darkness was the next thing I really saw him in.
Well, he did the Paparazzi, and then he did the Apocalypto and Passion of the Christ. So, I mean, he wasn't acting, he was directing.
Yeah, he wasn't in the Passion of the Christ, and Paparazzi, he had like a brief glimpse of him. He wasn't really a main thing, was he?
Yeah. No. And I think that's why he stepped away a little bit. I think he was trying to become a director.
Oh, okay.
You know, trying to do that. He needs to be an actor.
Yeah, he's very good. Awesome. All right, then, my number one, Sean, and this one surprised me quite a bit. I didn't even, when I was looking through my list and I came to put this one as my number one, it shocked me that I picked it. But Sacha Baron Cohen. You know who that is?
Uh-uh.
I like you. You like me?
I don't know what the heck that is.
He's nice. Borat?
Yeah, didn't like those shows.
You didn't like Borat? Did you see the Borat movie?
I saw a little bit of it. It really was too much for me.
It is. Oh, then you would really hate his other one that he did. I can't think of what it's called. Bruno.
Yeah. Feeling like this is one of those ones in about a year you're going to be like, God, I can't believe I put him as my number one.
No, because you know why? I didn't even care for Bruno. I made it through halfway through that movie and I stopped watching. But his other he did the show in England called the Ollie G Show. Have you heard of this?
No.
He played three different characters. He played Ollie G, he played Borat, and he played Bruno. He would go to real people who didn't have a clue what's going on, and he came over to the U.S. where, like, no one knew him. And he would pull out, like, the stupidity of people by being these characters, and they had no clue that they were being fooled. They think that they are being interviewed by a complete idiot. But, in fact, him being the idiot is showing how stupid the other people are. See what I'm saying? If that makes any sense to you. I have so much respect for him because of just the cojones he has to get out there and do what he did to put himself in those situations. and to be able to keep a straight face and stay in character the way that he did in the face of a real life situation where he has potential to get in trouble legally and the way he just pulls it off. So I think it's amazing. It's excellent. And I like how he, in the Borat movie, one of my favorite scenes of that is when he gets on the bus, he's hitchhiking and he gets a ride with the college guys. And he just shows the college frat guys like what actual idiots they are. Cause he is acting like a complete moron. They're all happy about it. And I can't remember any specifics about it, but that scene always stood out to me. Yeah. I got all kinds of respect and admiration for what he did. I don't know what he's doing right now. I haven't heard of anything he's done since Bruno, but I like that. Oh, you've seen the Madagascar movies, right?
Yeah.
The lemur thing. He plays like the king lemur guy.
Ah, okay.
On there too.
All right then. Okay.
Forget you.
Sorry.
I respect him for what he does, all right?
Okay.
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 Right on.
Honorable mentions, John. Yeah.
All right. Jack Lemmon, Kurt Douglas, Michael Biehn, Chris Farley, Jack Nicholson, Bruce Willis, Clint Eastwood, Eric Bana, and Paul Hogan.
Jack Nicholson just missed my cut. Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds, I think, are two guys that have been consistently putting out movies I really enjoy. Mm-hmm. James Earl Jones, the voice of Darth Vader. That voice just made one of the most iconic movie characters of all time. So he's got to be mentioned in there. Steve Carell, love all the stuff he's doing. The Rock or Dwayne Johnson, really like all the stuff he's putting out. Humphrey Bogart, great stuff like Maltese Falcon and, of course, Casablanca. Christopher Reeve, Michael J. Fox, he just missed the cut for me. Another one that I was talking about when I had Matt Damon on there, is that a guy I always get confused with him? Mark Wahlberg. If I just see a trailer with one of these guys in it, I'm never sure who it is. I have to see them side by side to be able to tell them apart. Do you have that problem at all?
No.
Oh. Will Smith, Jason Statham, Russell Crowe, Jamie Foxx, Jerome Horowitz. Do you know who that is?
No, I'm thinking you've named so many people now you're getting into people that I don't even know.
I have not. That's Curly Howard. Curly from the Three Stooges. He was the best of the Stooges.
Okay.
And Denzel Washington, which he was on your...
Yes, he was.
Your bad list, and that
I'm
makes
absolutely... by that.
Oh, Robert De Niro and Al Pacino. Got to have them on. All right.
And Marlon Brando?
Marlon Brando? Yeah, we'll go ahead and throw Marlon Brando, the dad of Superman and...
It's about the only person in Hollywood you haven't named.
That's not true. Compare that. Go back. I expanded on some of my – I talked a little bit about them. So I was
Robert
talking
England?
Longer than England you, there? But we probably didn't – no, I'm not going to put Robert Englund on there. Although – yes, Robert Englund, old Freddy Krueger. We'll throw him on there.
Yes. I knew you couldn't resist that one. He did a great job as Freddy.
Yeah, he did.
Probably the greatest horror icon ever.
Yeah, I agree. Only a horror icon with a real personality.
That's right, exactly.
All right, Sean. Well, let's go to thenerdlist.com.
Yeah, we have finally had some people write in today.
Yeah, we got some people on this one. This one is probably a better topic than we've been doing in the past.
Yeah.
It's an easier one. Maybe not a better one, but an easier one to contribute to. So, what do you want to take?
I'll just take the first two.
I dare you.
Jinxie says, Nicolas Cage, one of the worst actors at work today, but he's funny to watch. Jean Reno, he deserves to be here just for Leon. Jackie Chan, number 8, my sister would disagree. Some people might say it's not acting. I dare you to say that to his face. Number 7, Jack Nicholson, with nothing to say behind that, I understand. Number 6, Danny, is that Trejo? Trejo?
Danny Trujo.
Trujo?
Wait, where?
T-R-E-J-O.
Oh, Trey, I think it's Trejo.
Well, we said about every different way, so one of them's bound to be right. He's like my generation, Steven Seagal, only cooler because he has a mustache. Number 5, Alan Rickman. Number 4, John Lovitz / Steve, is that Buscemi? I know who he is.
Buscemi.
Yeah, Buscemi, yeah. I like him too. I put these two together because they pretty much do the same thing. Number 3, Bruce Willis, yippee-ki-yay. Oh, where's the rest of that? Number 2, Mark Hamill, he's Luke Skywalker and the Joker. Was there really any doubt? Number 1, Johnny Depp. I'm not sure that I like him that much as a person, but at least his films are great. Honorable mentions, anyone in the Expendables. Dang right. Number 2, I tried to keep my list to some of my favorite actors who usually don't get recognized as great actors. Number 6, Jason Shaver, shameless plug for a friend. Number 5, Simon Pegg, just a funny guy. Number 4, William H. Macy, a great actor. I loved his performance in Fargo. Number 3, Sam Rockwell, Moon is a great movie. The only actor who could be the only human on a screen for an entire movie and keep me riveted. Number 2, Aaron Eckhart, good choice. His movie, Thank You for Smoking, is one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. Number 1, Chris Farley. His movie, Tommy Boy, is the funniest movie I've ever seen.
The Moon Moon is a great movie. Very good stuff. You know who I forgot on my list?
Who that?
My honorable mentions? Elvis Aaron Presley.
Oh.
All right, well, TexRan97 says, Donald Sutherland, MASH, will watch anything he is, which leads to number 9, Matthew McFadyen? Matthew McFadyen? I'm not sure. That MI5, Death at a Funeral. Number 8, Edward Norton, Fight Club. Edward Norton's good. Speaking of which, not being Hulk anymore, what is up with that? We're going to have a third Hulk?
Ugh, it's freaking Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
Come on.
Number 7, Morgan Freeman, enough said. Number 6, Hugh Jackman, doesn't matter if it's any good or not, you can just look at him. Number 5, Kevin Spacey. Number 4, Kiefer Sutherland, Jack Bauer, it doesn't get any better. Number 3, Christian Kane, love to watch him beat up people and sing on top of that. Number 2, Timothy Oliphant. Number 1, anyone that has been in a Joss Whedon production, I will watch all of them. Alan Tudyk, Nathan Fillion, David B., James Marsters, etc. And Arkholt says, in absolutely no order whatsoever because I just can't. Number 10, Tom Hanks, very versatile. He does equally well at comedy, drama, romance, and everything in between. Number 9, Kevin Spacey, so good at playing lovable but tragic characters. Number 8, Jet Li, but only if he's speaking Chinese. His English is not so good. Great martial artist, too. Number 7, Scott Bakula, Quantum Leap was awesome. Star Trek Enterprise was awesome, no matter what anybody says, and he's great in Men of a Certain Age. I used to love the Quantum Leap TV show. Number 6, Samuel L. Jackson. I mean, what more do I need to say?
I think you need to drop an MF-er in there when you talk about Samuel L.
Jackson. That's true. Number 5, Will Smith, also very versatile, does comedy, action, and drama equally well. Number 4, Jeff Bridges, just gets better as he gets older. Number 3, Liam Neeson, somehow just gets picked to play every important role. Zeus, Aslan, Ra's al Ghul, Rob Roy, Qui-Gon Jinn.
The last one's the best.
Number 2, Morgan Freeman. Such a nice, soothing voice, which landed him the role of God. Number 1, John Cleese. Good actor, very funny, and quite intelligent. Good stuff. And Big Cheese Jack says he forgot one. Hugo Weaving, a great actor in many great movies, from V for Vendetta to The Matrix to Lord of the Rings. Also, according to his wiki, he was the voice of Megatron. Who knew? Probably you nerds, that's who.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, for the movie. Well, good stuff. We got some good stuff sent in. So the only thing left, wow. Have you seen our ad on our website, Sean?
It's the blonde, blue-headed girl.
No, not, it just changed.
Oh, did it? I didn't change. I haven't refreshed.
A 2012 cosplay calendar.
What the heck is that?
You know what cosplay is?
Uh-uh.
Well, people dress up like cartoon or comic book characters.
Yeah. All right. Now we're getting somewhere. 8 cents. So what happens to the 3 cents? Do we get that too?
No.
Crap.
We're getting 8 cents a day for that ad, Sean.
That's right.
Anyway, only thing that's left to do, Sean, is to pick out our list for next week.
For next week's episode, John's going to mention his 10 favorite Star Wars characters, and I'm going to say my 10 favorite Lord of the Rings characters. So you nerdites, if you want to write in, you can write a composite list, or you can pick one topic or the other. It doesn't matter, but just write in and say who your favorite one is, or favorite is.
Sounds like a plan, Sean.
Should be fun.
And as always, Sean, people can call us, and where can they do that?
901-466-6865. I don't even have to read it anymore.
Nice. That's what I was hoping you'd eventually get to that point. We want to do an all-call show, and we've been promoting it for about 3-4 weeks now, and we have yet to get a call. However, we did get a text message from a 612 area code that said, "Hello, Governor." So whoever sent that, hello, Governor, back to you. But we need a little bit more than that for the show. And you guys know where else to get in contact with us, so I'm not going to bother you with it today. Nerdite page. We need some more people on the Nerdite page. So do that. Email us a picture. Email us something you want us to link it to that you want to promote. We'll do it. And we'll see you next time with your top 10 list.
Thank you for joining us on the Nerd List. If you have any questions, comments, or would just like to let us know your top 10 list, you can find us at thenerdlist.com, email us at thenerdlist@gmail.com, or find us on Facebook. Music for The Nerd List has been provided by Steven Jurgen.